Welcome once again to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art. I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, inviting you to hear some very significant music by Gretchaninoff, J.S. Bach, and Max Reger. Plus, for the first time, a recording of Mass No. 2 in F major by German composer Marcel Tiberg, who was murdered by the Nazi Gestapo at Auschwitz. Opening our first Lenten program were the voices of Conspirari from Austin, Texas. In that traditional sound of the low bass, you heard Now the Powers of Heaven Do Serve Invisibly With Us. The music was that of Alexander Gretchaninoff. Craig Hella Johnson is the brainchild of Conspirari. This broadcast should offer you a strong invitation to spend time in contemplation while you alert your senses to the music. Here is a melody created by Martin Luther and used by Johann Sebastian Bach in his chorale No. 4, Christ lag in Todesbanden, Christ lay in death's dark prison. Listen to the chorale melody sung by the sopranos as it shines as a bright light of hope as we focus on verse 1. John Elliott Gardner offers guidance to the Monteverdi Choir and the English Baroque soloists.
Thank you.
Another cantata that has become a classic, number 4, Christlag in Todesbanden by J.S. Bach. That was verse 1, and the familiar chorale melody you heard was written by Martin Luther and used by Bach. John Elliott Gardner was in charge of the Monteverdi Choir and the English Baroque soloists. Max Reger wrote the next Passion Cantata in March of 1904. In his own words, he used the philosophy and worked with the greatest possible consideration for the simplest performability and the most immediate comprehensibility. There are 10 verses to the chorale melody. You might know it as O Sacred Head. The composer uses a lot of variety in how he treats the verses. Several are done by soloists, but the entire choir is heard on verses 4 and 10. Reger took a strong personal feeling to verse 9 that speaks of our departing as humans from the earth. The use of violin, organ, and oboe add a strong passion ambience to the entire composition. Frieder Bernius leads the Southwest German vocal ensemble in Max Reger's cantata O Haupt voll Blut und Wunden. You have just heard O Haupt voll Blut und Wunden, or Sacred Head, How Wounded, a Passion Cantata written in 1904 by Max Reger. It was given a stunning interpretation by the Southwest German Vocal Ensemble with Frieder Bernius on the podium. Stay tuned for the premiere recording of one of the two Tiburg Masses.
You are listening to Going Beyond Words, a program devoted to the vocal and choral art. Originating in the studios of Going Beyond Words, Inc. in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and created especially for the American Choral Directors Association. For more information, visit us at goingbeyondwords.com.
In the years immediately before World War II, composer Marcel Tiburg was a promising young composer whose Second Symphony had been premiered in the 1930s by the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra under the baton of Rafael Kubelek. But for more than 60 years, his name has languished in limbo. Conductor of the South Dakota Chorale, Brian Schmidt, has been part of a movement to bring Tiburg's music into light. Schmidt shared these thoughts in the booklet of his premiere recording of the Tiburg Masses. Quote, anticipating the Nazi movement in his region in 1943, Marcel gathered his friends in secret to hear his music one last time. One friend recalled, there was a childlike joy and tenderness in him that is only seen in the great souls shortly before their return home. The tears ran down my cheeks, recalls the friend. We all had the feeling that he would not be with us much longer. That night, Marcel entrusted his compositions to a friend, including the two masses, his only sacred manuscripts that exist today. Only a few days later, Marcel was captured in a night raid by the Nazi Gestapo and later counted among the millions murdered at Auschwitz. His music was kept by friends and eventually ended up in Buffalo, New York, where the Buffalo Philharmonic began uncovering his symphonies in 2008. Conductor Brian Schmidt continues, Tiburg's masses reverberate the joy of a devout man and a brilliant musician. They are late romantic in structure, and the harmonic composition resemble other masters like Mahler and Bruckner. Here then, for the first time on Going Beyond Words, is the Mass No. 2 in F major for mixed chorus and organ. This CD was recorded at the First Plymouth Congregational Church in Lincoln, Nebraska. Organist is Christopher Jacobson, along with the South Dakota Chorale from Sioux Falls, with conductor Brian Schmidt. The music of Marcel Tiburg. You have just heard Mass No. 2 in F Major by Marcel Teeburg in a premiere recording accomplished at the First Plymouth Congregational Church in Lincoln, Nebraska. Organist was Christopher Jacobson. The voices were those of the South Dakota Chorale from Sioux Falls, and the conductor was Brian Schmidt. And you heard it here on Going Beyond Words. For the past hour, you've been listening to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art. This visit featured the premiere recording of the Mass No. 2 in F Major by Marcel Teeburg. And I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, thanking you for being there and giving you an open invitation to join me again. Going Beyond Words is enthusiastically endorsed by the American Choral Directors Association. Try to attend a vocal or choral concert this week, and always remember to sing when and wherever you can.
You've been listening to Going Beyond Words with Stan Schmidt, a production of Going Beyond Words, Inc., copyright 2017.